This is All Things Considered on 90.1 WABE. I'm Dennis O'Hare. The Georgia legislature convened today. Democrats in the minority again are trying to push some legislation while trying to keep an eye on other bits of legislation. The person in charge of doing that in the House is House Minority Leader Stacey Abrams, a Democrat from Atlanta. She joins us in her office. Thanks for having us and Happy New Year.
Thank you. Happy New Year to you as well.
The governor told me a day or two ago that there will be a substantial increase in the budget for education. How much would be enough, do you think, to make a significant difference? What kind of dollars would you like to see?
I don't have a specific dollar amount because it depends on the county that you're looking at. It depends on the needs that you're trying to address. But I think it's critical for us to move as aggressively as possible towards filling the holes that we created with austerity cuts. Those cuts have crippled school systems across the state, and the reality is it's more expensive to fill those gaps than it is to simply move forward looking at future funding.
The current funding formula, Quality Basic Education, or QBE, pretty much everybody agrees doesn't work anymore, but it has never been fully funded either. The governor said, we're going to try to work with the formula we have rather than try to tinker with it this year. Is that satisfactory to you?
I agree that we shouldn't change the formula this year because what you may end up creating is a worse problem than we have right now. My focus is on making certain that we fully fund QBE this year, that we begin to chip away at the deficits we've created in years past. And unfortunately, what we've done for the last decade or so is to undercut not only that commitment that we have as a state, but we've fundamentally altered how children can learn in this state by removing textbooks from the classroom, forcing lights to go out. And I think that any number that we look at has to be fully reflective of the need of those children. I don't think we have that formula in place now, but I'm unwilling to jeopardize the kids that we have to fund in this coming fiscal year on the off chance that we come up with the right formula in the next 40 days.
One of the things you said would be a Democratic priority at the beginning of this two-year session last year was a critical look at our gun laws, particularly expanded checks for mental health patients and that sort of thing. The momentum for that, both nationally and locally, following Sandy Hook, appears to have waned, at least if you look at public opinion polls. Do you have any hope that you'll be able to pass any kind of gun legislation this year?
The goal isn't necessarily to pass legislation this year. When you're in the minority, passing legislation is a nice thought, and we've been very successful, but the goal really is to lift up the conversation, and we will continue to do that because families deserve the protection, our communities deserve that protection, and our state deserves that conversation, and so we'll continue to talk about it. But the goal isn't necessarily to have a piece of legislation signed in an election year in a state that is very heavily favored by the NRA.
One of the issues that has gotten a great deal of attention is the foster care system, the child welfare system, the Division of Family and Children's Services. After some children died in DFACS care, there was a great deal of attention paid to caseload and to the system as a whole. There has been talk, at least, of privatizing the foster care system in Georgia or DFACS even. Do you have any initial opposition to that in principle? Or do you want to see the details first?
I think that we have to do what is best for the children of the state. Privatization, I think, sometimes sounds like an easy answer to a complicated problem. And as with every legislative prerogative and initiative offered in the state, I want to see the details. I want to understand how it's worked. My understanding is that in some states, privatization has had success. In other states, it's been a dismal failure. Georgia has to solve its challenge. We have to protect these children. And I'm willing to listen to any idea, but I will certainly reserve judgment about whether privatization is the route that Georgia should take.
The problems with DFACS have continued despite promises from governors of both parties, several administrations in a row now. Is there any reason why one should trust the state to take care of these kids?
The state is responsible for these children. Now, who actually delivers the services is the conversation, but there is no space where the state can abdicate its responsibility. And that's why, whether we're talking about privatization, whether we're talking about increased funding, whether we're talking about new training, whatever the answer is, it's the state's obligation to find that solution and to finance that solution. What I think we have to be focused on is making certain that the children we are entrusted to protect, the most vulnerable, and indeed those children who've had the worst start in their lives, that we understand that our obligation doesn't cease, whether we keep it in-house or expand it into outsourced services.
House Minority Leader Stacey Abrams is a Democrat from Atlanta. Thanks so much for being with us.
Dennis, it is always a pleasure. Thank you.